your hand. Come on and say, you see, he brought you out of darkness and into that marvelous light. So you just gotta take time out to say, you see, he even made a way when you couldn't find no way. So somebody just ought to lift up their voice and say, for his goodness, for his loving kindness, because he's brought me a mighty long way. He's been keeping me all the days of my life. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't talk enough. He's been better to me than I could be to myself. You mended my broken heart every time I was broken heart. You made a way every time I couldn't see no way. And I just want to take time out to say, come on, say it again. Thank you. One more time, thank you. Come on and say, Jesus. Come on, what's his name?
America.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank him.
America.
Yes, he does.
America.
Put your hands together for the Lord tonight.
From the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music, you're listening to the Sunday, November the 3rd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, and coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., and you just heard the artist of Meek Records with If Nothing Else, Thank You, followed by Alvin Willis and the Praise Alive Chorale with Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. Okay, just getting you in the mood for what's coming up the rest of this month, Lord willing. And going back to what we've been doing for the past month and a half now, we've been blessing God and we've been receiving his blessings. Here's the late Reverend Timothy Wright and the Fellowship Mass Choir. And there is a blessing.
Come on, put your hand together like that. Come on, y'all.
Words true.
And you can be certain your blessing is coming, because it's coming from no one who is greater than Jesus Christ, our Lord. For Sean Mitchell and the Singers, nobody greater.
Mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hands and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody.
you are the potter.
Lord, you are the potter.
And I am the clay.
And I am the clay.
Mold me and make me.
Mold me and make me.
Have thine own way.
I give my all to you.
To be a willing vessel.
To use me through and through.
Come on. But Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your spirit.
Lord, I need your grace.
Lord, I need your grace.
Help me to run. This Christian race. That's what we want to tell him tonight.
Have your way.
Anybody want God to use them?
Have your way in me.
I dare you sing it along with us. Come on.
Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
I've counted up the cost. Yes, I have.
Have your way.
And I'm willing to serve. Yes, I am.
Have your way in me.
Will somebody help me say, have your way.
Have your way.
In my life, Jesus.
Have your way in me.
It hasn't always been easy, but how many of you know that God is able? Thank you, Jesus. Some of the things that you go through is because the enemy sees the mark of God on your life, and he's not after you because of where you are, but he's after you because of where you're going. And if he can stop you from bringing to birth the hidden treasures that God has spoken over your life, not only does he hinder you, but he hinders people that's going to be blessed by you. That's why you got to make up in your mind that no matter what it takes, I'm receiving everything that God has for me. I tell somebody, tell them it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Come on.
Have your way.
In my life, Lord Jesus.
7:20 here on WNFO in Medford. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and the praise reports before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. And the reason that we have prayer is that we believe God can do the impossible. You know, if it's something that we can do for ourselves, then we wouldn't need God. But there are a whole lot of things that we can't do ourselves. Doctors can't do, medicine, science, none of the things that are known in the world that are available to mankind can accomplish in our lives. But when it comes to God, nothing, absolutely nothing is too high. I would be wasting my time here every Sunday morning praying for things that I knew that would never come to pass, that were too hard for God. I haven't come across anything like that yet. And God gives mercy and he gives grace. And mercy is when he responds to our prayer exactly as we request it. But the missing factor that some people really don't recognize, that God also gives grace. The Bible says that Paul was afflicted in his body with a thorn in the flesh, some kind of physical ailment that felt like a thorn being pushed into his body. And he prayed 3 times. First 2 times, no answer. Third time, God said, "My grace, Paul, is sufficient for you." What's that mean? That means that God knew because of Paul's situation, it wasn't best for God to heal him. Not that God couldn't heal him. It wasn't best for God to heal him, but God gave him grace. And what was the result of God's grace? Paul, after receiving the grace of God, even with this thorn in the flesh, this painful thing that was hurting him on a constant basis, Paul wrote more books of the Bible. Paul traveled more miles spreading the gospel. Paul started more churches after he received the grace of God. And he was ready and willing to continue to serve God regardless of the physical affliction, because God knows best. Vanessa Bell Armstrong leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry. And somebody prayed for me.
Somebody
pray for me.
It's 7:35 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry. We're praying for Jay. Jay would like God to help him organize his material in his home and in his office. Jay, looking to God to help him organize material in his home and in his office. We're praying for A and D, that God will restore their relationship and family. A and D, that God will restore their relationship and family. Praying for B, that God would touch his body and give him complete deliverance. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford, that God would create a miracle in her life. Michelle of Medford, God would create a miracle in her life. And then there's D, looking to God to minister powerfully in his life this coming Wednesday. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. Oh, we are so grateful, Lord, that we have someone to whom we can turn. We have a prayer hearing, a prayer answering God. And so therefore, Lord, we come with thanksgiving. Even before you work in the lives of these your people, we know that you can do that. And so therefore, we come anticipating great and wondrous things taking place even now, before the various times for certain situations to be accomplished. We are thanking you in advance for all that you're going to do. Nothing is too hard for you. And so therefore, we pray you would continue to work in the behalf of your people, and may we be strengthened and encouraged, and may our faith go stronger in you each and every day as we look to you for the victories and the deliverances and the blessings that you alone can give, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So we bring Jay before you, asking you, Lord, that you would help him organize in his home and in his office. There are so many things to be accomplished, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would be with him and strengthen him. Give him your direction. Give him the vision that you have for him so that he might utilize that which you've given to him in a way that would bring organization and remove all the clutter and all the various things that are holding him back from being an organized person that he needs to be so that he might do his job more and more effectively each and every day. And we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Then we're praying for A and D, that you, Lord, would restore their relationship and their family. Father, we pray you would unite them together in you, because you are the missing cog. You are the missing individual. You are the one who are able to bring together and keep so that nothing will separate. And we're praying, oh Lord, you would resolve all the various problems that have arisen, and that you would bless and unite and strengthen them to go ever onward and go ever forward in you, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for B, looking to you to touch his body, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring this individual before you, looking to you to touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your stripes we can claim healing. And so therefore we thank you for how you're going to work powerfully already in his life and then through his life into the lives of countless numbers of others that you called him, raised him up to reach. And may he be a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead of the wondrous things he's received from you. And is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And then we're praying, oh Lord, for Michelle of Medford. Father, you are the miracle-working God. And even though many doubt, many fear, many no longer trust you, we're praying, oh Lord, you will work miraculously in the life of this your servant. And may she recognize, oh Lord, that these blessings have come from your hand. And may her face not fail, so that she in turn might tell others of the wondrous things that she received from you. And may many be won into the kingdom. And may many grow stronger in you in the days which are ahead. is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're praying for Dee, looking to you, Lord, to minister powerfully in his life this Wednesday. Father, as he faces this situation, we pray, oh God, you would give him your wisdom, give him your knowledge, give him your understanding. May the anointing of Almighty God through the Holy Spirit be upon him, and may he speak boldly of the things that you would have him to say, and may no one be able to overturn that which you've given him to say, so that his name, he might receive the benefits and blessings in your name, and your name might be glorified and praised in his life and through his life in the days with our head, is our prayer in Jesus' great and mighty name. Amen. It's 7:41 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown. I want to remind you, if you aren't aware, or inform you if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And as soon as we receive your information, we're going to begin praising God with you, or praying for you, or praying for someone else. And then I'll bring that material to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry. That number again, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And like I said, as soon as I receive it, we begin praying for you immediately. And I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. 7:42 is the Sounds of Praise time. And let's get them. Where's the time go? I just don't know. But anyway, here is Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon his name and
that's the key to the salvation gift of God. You need to surrender and receive all that he has for you. God's derived a great plan for your life. And the creation part of it that you're experiencing right now is just a small part of what he has for you. He has a plan that eternal goes beyond this life into the life that is to come. And that's why it's so much greater than anything that we can accomplish in this life. Therefore, I'd like to lead you in prayer. If you recognize that you have that kind of need that goes beyond this life, God has the answer. And if you pray this prayer, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation gift in your life this very day. And as your faith continues in him, one day it will lead you into his eternal glory in heaven. Won't you pray this prayer? Father, I know there's something lacking in my life. I know that I've made some accomplishments and I've seen some things and been blessed in some ways, but I still have that sense that something is missing. And it's probably your great salvation gift, because everything else that I've tried have blessed for a little while, but it's left me short, still left me desiring more. And so therefore I come this morning, Lord, yielding myself to you and your gospel message, asking you, Lord, to forgive me of my sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, fill me with your spirit, and allow my life to be a blessing in your sight and an assurance to others of the wondrous things that can be accomplished when a life is surrendered to Jesus Christ, the Lord. So I give myself to you and to your control. Work powerfully in me and through me is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it. And when you do that, or if you've already done that, I want to know about it. You can give me a call while I'm here in the station. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material out to you, like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although we direct you. We want you to allow God to direct you as to what church you should become part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing lists. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can call my office, nobody there right now, which is 781-648-5158, and you can leave a message. And like I said, we'll begin praying for you immediately. Then we'll send you some material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. 749 here on Sounds of Praise. What? 749 right here on Sounds of Praise. My screen went purple. I don't know why. But anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed the program thus far. We've enjoyed bringing it to you. New music, top hits of the year 2019. A little preview of our Thanksgiving programs coming up this... What is this? Coming up this month, hopefully. And Well, we've got 10 minutes more. Let's see if we can move past all these various things that are taking place here. Rachel Lampa, where are you? She's going to continue the fact that when you give your life to Christ, you are in a position of blessing.
Climb a mountain so I can see the world from there. I may never ride the waves and taste the salty ocean air, or build a bridge that will last 100 years. But no matter where the road leads, one thing is always clear. I am blessed, I am blessed. From when I rise up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I feel you near me. You soothe me when I'm weary. Oh Lord, for all the worst and all the best, I have wandered through the wind and rain.
It's 7:55 here on WNFO in Medford. Excuse me. Sounds of Praise Ministry getting ready to sign off. Jada is here with another hot date. Did I get it right? Not bad for an old man. So you stay tuned for great music coming your way. Fred Hammond lined up. Gonna get us out of here with You Keep On Blessing Me. I think I'm going to begin some of my Thanksgiving music next Sunday, but that's not a sure thing. Usually when I say that, I have some of it lined up. I haven't got any of it lined up thus far. But anyway, we're going to be doing annual Thanksgiving program during the week of Thanksgiving, which is entitled Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and weekend. The Lord will see you bright and early next Sunday morning when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.